What's going on, everybody? We are the Big Foodies. Thank you for tuning in for another Friday edition. That's Matt. That's BB Shea. I'm Biggie. Coming to you live, as always, from the Marco's Kitchen Studios. And we are presented by Maurice Sharp's Gourmet Habanero.
Habanero.
He does it best. He should do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Habanero. Habanero.
Sauce. If you haven't tried it yet, you got to try it. It is unreal stuff. And also, we're going to do something a little different today. You're probably going, there's currently no food.
Yeah, no food today.
In front of the Big Foodies.
Big Foodies, no food. What is this?
Taking a break.
It's a little different. A little different today.
We're sick of eating some. Sorry.
Bear is about to speak the truth.
We're sick. I can't sick eat so much, bro. We're so full.
I've got the meat sweats.
We're so full.
Help me. We're doing it different. A couple weeks ago, we asked you to ask us questions.
Yes.
Food questions.
Anything.
Anything. Ask us anything.
Anything.
Some were a little rude.
Anything.
Some were a little gross. But I actually went and I picked out, so I'm going to answer, but I'm also going to be the question asker of
all
you
all. All
right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
This, to me, was a really good one. And this comes from A Wee Bit Quirky Barbecue.
Oh, we need to work with them.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Yeah.
What is your favorite style of barbecue? Chopped?
Ooh.
Sliced?
Ooh, okay.
Lexington style? Do you prefer vinegar? You know, what are your vinegar base? What east? What do you like?
I will say this.
Like?
Whenever I go to a barbecue restaurant, if there is brisket available.
So you go brisket.
That's what I'm eating.
Okay.
I love a Texas style brisket with the thick barbecue sauce on it.
Okay.
There's nothing better.
So even if it's a place that's known for their pork.
If they got brisket, I try it.
Okay.
But, you know, hopefully they'll have like a combo plate where I can get both and some hush puppies and some mac and cheese. Yeah. But if I don't have it, then yeah, I just go with brisket.
Okay.
Yeah, usually. 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. I think a brisket is one of the most difficult cuts to cook. So I'm always interested in how well you do that.
Okay.
If this is asking, like, would I prefer chopped to sliced?
Sure.
I would rather have a chopped Lexington-style sandwich over any other style sandwich. I love the vinegar-based on the barbecue. But I don't like the vinegar based on a slice. It needs to be chopped.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm hands down Lexington style chopped vinegar based.
Yeah.
I love it. I love a vinegar based sauce. Now, I'm different. I don't necessarily love a barbecue sandwich. I like getting a barbecue platter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chopped. I still like mixing up my coleslaw, doing all that. Got to have some baked beans with it.
Yeah.
Lexington style is my. Now, granted, we are from the Lexington area. It's probably the most common that we've eaten.
Sure.
I do like your. I'm with you. I love a different. Yeah. I like a place that covers a little bit of everything. Because I like when I find a barbecue place that, yes, they're great at barbecue, but they're also great at chicken.
Got some good ribs,
sausages.
Maybe.
Ribs, yeah. But see, to me, like a place that has, like, I love just straight up barbecue chicken.
Love
it. Grilled chicken all day.
I like going to places where you can get the combo.
Two
or three options with a couple sides.
Yeah.
And I want to try, you've got smoked turkey.
Yeah.
I want to try your smoked turkey.
Sausage.
Yes.
Oh, you've got smoked wings.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to try your smoked wings.
Now, I'll tell you this. I'm not big on a smoked wing. Mm.
I'm not either. I got to be right there with you.
I like just a good old fried
wing.
Yeah. Now, something about, like, maybe just, now I like a smoked chicken breast or a smoked chicken, but a wing?
Looking in there and seeing the red, it just makes me a little uneasy.
It is weird. Yeah. And actually, a lot of places.
It's a mindset.
Lot of places will post up there, you know, hey, our wings are smoked. It's cooked.
Yeah. But it's good. Don't get me wrong. But like, I'd rather just go get like a fried wing or something.
Yeah.
Recently, I had Eastern North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is something that I had for the first time recently. Not a big fan.
Okay.
It's just a little, I don't know. It's just a weird flavor they had on there. Mm. But we're not talking about least favorite, so let's move on.
No, there we go. All right. Thank you for that one. A Wee Bit Quirky Barbecue.
Thank you.
Good question. The next one comes from John. What do each of you...
It's a fake name.
You think it's a fake name?
We just went from a wee bit quirky barbecue to
John.
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 This is from John.
I didn't want to get their last names because
I
would be like weird to really yell them out.
Thank you for the question, John.
This is a good question, though. What do each of you think is the most underappreciated and overrated food out there?
Wow.
Off top. Overrated? I don't hate it, but I think it's wildly overrated as sushi.
Okay.
I've had it before, and I don't hate it, but I think people pretend to like it because it's so popular. Underrated comeback to me on that. That was just a knee-jerk answer.
Well, I think it's easy to think you're overrated one.
Yeah, because I think we all have it.
Yeah.
Like, off the top. Like, overrated for me is... This is weird. Should I say the preparation, or should I say the food and how it's prepared?
Maybe do the food and then how it's prepared.
Avocado.
Okay.
Avocado is super overrated. Oh, it's a super food! Oh, it's a healthy fat! You can make guac out of it. No, it's cold, mushy.
Yeah,
it is. It's
harder version of mashed potatoes.
Now, guacamole, though.
I don't mind guac if it's filled with pico.
Okay, yeah. See, that's just it. I'm with you that I think the avocado gets way more.
But don't feed me.
Putting it on a toast.
Like, don't give me avocado toast. That's a trend.
But you know what? You still have
to
add to avocado salt and pepper and seasoning. That's
exactly.
Why. Yeah.
So then the avocado strictly becomes just the vessel of which everything else is presented.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's a little bit thicker dip. Yeah. I would prefer a loaded queso dip or a sausage dip to a guac.
Yeah. And guac is always... I don't get people who add guac to everything. Like, I don't. I don't add it to my burrito. I don't add it to my bowl.
The fact that it's extra is not what deters me. It could be free and I wouldn't do it.
No. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Avocado for me, guac, I think all of that, anything avocado-based is way overhyped. Underappreciated food for me is mac and cheese.
Underappreciated?
You think it's underappreciated?
I think it's underappreciated because of the number of ways that you can prepare it. I think you can bake it, you can do like Velveeta, stuff like that. I think it's a cheap meal, so that, you know, if you're on a budget and you need like a super cheap side item, boom, let's just throw some Easy Mac on there. But you can also do it up and make it like a gourmet with different noodles. If you want to put bacon in it, if you want to bake a layer of like breadcrumbs over top of it,
you can put penne pasta in there.
You can put barbecue in it. You can. I mean, I think mac and cheese is. I think it gets pegged as we're broke, so we're eating mac and cheese, and I think it should be and can be way much more than that.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
That was really well thought out.
That's my underrated food.
I've got my underrated, but I'll let Biggs go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say my overrated. I've talked about bacon.
Mm.
I think bacon is overrated.
But I wouldn't class... Okay, fair enough.
I think that bacon, much like guacamole or avocado, is just thrown on too many things. Bacon itself, if you give me bacon and eggs, and I like bacon and eggs, but I feel like bacon is added to way too many things now.
Mm.
Burgers. Now it's on every club sandwich. That was not the club sandwich when I was growing up. That was ham, turkey, roast beef.
No,
now I just feel like bacon is added, and bacon to me is an overpowering...
Is bacon really that much cheaper than roast beef? Like, are you saving money by putting bacon on?
It's got to be cheaper.
Yeah. So then why don't we go back to that?
Well, I just feel like bacon is on everything. Everything. Or it's chopped bits of bacon. Oh, I added bacon to this. Oh, I put bacon on the fries. I just feel like it's over. I just like bacon as bacon and eggs. Growing up, for me, it was a breakfast food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now it's on... Everything.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You wrap a filet in bacon. Okay.
Yeah.
But that to me is meant to add flavor, a little something to the filet.
It needs to be a flavor additive, not a topping.
Bacon has just become like this ignorant cherry on top.
Thank you.
It's unnecessary.
But
it looks good.
But people get so hyped too. Like if you're watching a cooking show or something and they make something, you're like, and we're going to top it off with bacon. Oh, no. Oh, bacon.
What made you think of that idea?
And I'm like, well, we put bacon on everything now. Yeah. So why is this surprising?
Put it on ice cream.
Yeah.
No disrespect to bacon, but I know where you're coming from.
We're candying bacon.
I love bacon.
I'm not built
by bacon. Yeah, I'm saying.
But I can tell you, I will not order a burger if it has bacon on it. Like, forget it.
Is that just a F you to the system?
Yeah, I just want to know.
He can be the best bacon.
Hell no.
I want to taste the burger.
Not on my burger.
Bacon, just overrated.
I don't add bacon to most of my burgers.
Gosh, underrated food is hard. I know this is going to sound weird, but I feel like Greek yogurt's underrated. Like a plain Greek yogurt can be used and substituted for many things.
I'm glad we did this episode so that I can learn these things about you.
I do like Greek. I just think that Greek yogurt can be used in substitute recipes. Huh. I know it's weird.
Okay.
My underrated, I was going to say pierogies initially.
Okay.
But once Matt said mac and cheese, it made me think eggs. I think eggs are super underrated. I know you hate eggs, and it wasn't a shot at you. No. But the older I get, the more and more people I know that don't like eggs, and it's so weird to me.
I grew up, I love eggs.
I can eat six scrambled eggs right now and be content.
I tell you what, I can make a hell of a scrambled egg.
Really?
I can cook them.
You just aren't going
to
eat them.
I don't eat it.
That's weird,
and
man.
To me,
it's a gift and a curse.
To me, it's a texture thing.
Okay.
I don't like the texture of a scrambled egg.
Okay.
And I don't do the smell of like a hard-boiled egg or something.
Oh, really?
Deviled egg. I can't get into that
stuff like that. No,
Well, let's take a minute and talk about something that is not overrated, something that is awesome, and that is the Berry Patch.
The Berry Patch is awesome.
That is true.
Their ice cream.
You know what? If they made an egg ice cream, I'd eat it.
You would?
From the Berry Patch.
Okay.
But don't
That's not a challenge.
Yeah, please don't do that. Yeah.
Right there off of Highway 220, which is now 73, 74. You can't miss them. It's the world's biggest strawberries. You're driving down the road, you see it. But it's not just great ice cream.
Oh, no.
It's a farmer's market, so much more. If you're heading down to the beach come spring, summer, and of course, you cannot miss it. Mm-mm. It was something you, as a kid, I loved seeing.
Yes.
Also, my way of knowing, like, we're this far from home.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good marker for
it us. It's a great marker.
Yeah,
so I like definitely, that. If you're heading down to the beach or in the area, swing by the Berry Patch.
Mm. Yeah. World's largest strawberry.
All right. Now, next question. Yeah, we really got into that one. One of us is going to be real passionate about this. This is from Russell. Have any of y'all tried food from an air fryer, and is it worth the money to invest in one?
All right. He's gearing up.
This is his thing. Everything we eat, which I have said now on record, that I think the air fryer is the new must-own for the white person.
Like it's like a magic bullet. Yeah.
Every middle-aged white person is like, I'm getting an air fryer.
What's that? It's like that meme, no one, and then like middle-aged white people, try this in my air fryer.
Yes, exactly.
Got my tax return, buy an air fryer.
If 2 years ago was the Instapot. Did you have an Instapot?
Yeah, no.
Now it's like everything. And you have done this on several foods.
I didn't buy any. I didn't buy into the Instant Pot craze. I didn't none of that other stuff. The air fryer I have bought into, and I am sold. I am hooked. It doesn't matter. You do not have one.
I've highly considered buying one as
but
a
you,
reset.
You, have you ever had any food out of one?
I don't think I have. No.
Have you ever had any food? Cooked
I have
in
not.
One?
I will admit that. Now, can I ask this?
Yeah.
When you hear the word fryer, you think of frying things, but you can also like cook. Like chicken, steaks, and such in the air fryer.
So depending on, because the one I have has a couple different settings. You can turn it into a rotisserie.
Okay.
You can turn it into like an instant pot. It's actually, I think the Instant Pot is the brand that I have.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
# not a sponsor. But
what is your favorite thing?
So far, the best thing that I have made in the air fryer is a chicken wing.
Okay.
You put. Just take straight up chicken wings, salt and pepper them, put them in the air fryer, cook them. I have like the exact breakdown of like what temperature and how long before you flip and things like that. But it makes it super crispy.
Okay.
And it blows it because it's not using the oils and stuff like that to cook. It's just straight up just massive amounts of heat.
Okay.
And it puts off heat. So if you don't put it next to like
your chicken. Oh, okay.
You know, paper.
Like
paper plates.
Yeah.
They're going to start melting because it puts off some heat.
Do you use it a lot?
I use it at least once a week.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
If not more. So we will, my family, I have an 18-month-old. So a lot of our dinners consist of something that we know that he will also partake in. And so our go-to, like when we have... anything that we cook, like the other night I made Philly cheesesteaks.
Okay.
I did tater tots as the side, and I did them in the air fryer.
Okay.
So normally, if you microwave a frozen potato, it gets soggy.
Yeah.
But it gets done quickly.
It does.
If you put tater tots in the oven, it's a 30 to 35 minute process because you have to wait for the oven to preheat, and then it's got to go in there. I can air fry an entire bag of tater tots in 12 minutes.
Damn. Okay.
So I put them in. I get the steak cut, ready to go, melt the cheese over it. By then, the tater tots are done.
Okay.
So I think they come out a little bit crispier. There's different levels, so obviously the closer to the top, the more done it's going to get. But I've had chicken wings is the best thing. Reheating, like, leftover chicken tenders or something from the night before, really good in there.
Okay.
I've also, there's a couple recipes that I've had for, like, this glazed chicken. You just put, I've done shake and bake pork chops in the air fryer. I'm a fan.
Okay.
I think it makes it extra crispy. You do need to, like, if you've got, like, a Pam spray or something, spray the pan before you put it in there. But also, if you're breading pork chops, like with shake and bake, spray the pork chop after you're done.
Okay.
It holds the, it kind of crisps a little bit more, but it holds the shake a little bit better and doesn't make it drip down.
We should do a versus episode where we're like, okay, here's a baked tater tot, here's an air
fried tater tot.
I see which one's better.
I'll tell you, my man here knows.
He
just spit some facts on the air fryer.
I picked
these questions, and that's why I was like, I'm going to let him have his time.
We use the air fryer quite a bit.
The most, I think, insulted he's ever been with us is when we did a pizza rolls episode. And we wouldn't let him bring his air fryer over.
We'll tell you. Now, look, it's not going to cook as quick as the microwave.
Yeah, we got time.
But it's so much better. The crunch you get off of that pizza roll.
It's the crunch!
Yeah, it's the crunch. It
really is. It gives you that deep fried crunch that you want, that texture, without taking...
Forever.
Pour the oil, let the pot heat up. You don't have to...
Possibly burn down your kitchen.
Yeah. Maybe start a fire, you know?
All right, I like this one, too.
Thanks, Russ.
This is from Vicky. What is the weirdest food, something so weird you refuse to even try it? Like, something out there that you know about, but it's just too much, you won't even... Something about it is just like, I'm not... Like, for me, I know people who love it, and people who eat it, it's like tongue.
Yeah.
You see people eating tongue, and I just can't do it.
Chicken livers.
Livers. Yeah, I can't do something about... Although, I'll tell you what has intrigued me, and maybe it's as I'm getting older. Liver mush.
No.
Mm.
Like, I see people eating, like, fried liver mush or scrapple. I see a lot of people eating scrapple and stuff.
Really?
And I'm like, well, like, for breakfast, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does Nieces make? Nieces makes wonderful
every
sausage.
Every part of the hog they package.
Yeah,
pretty
but
much.
It's like,
liver pudding.
Liver pudding, yeah. Don't they make that? But see, I feel like as good as Nieces sausage is, I'd be willing, if I was going to try it, I'd try it from there.
It had to be them.
Yeah. So, I've eaten some wild stuff. Wild. I've had rattlesnake.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of meat on a rattlesnake, so it's more of like an appetizer.
You ever had crocodile or gator?
Love gator.
I've had gator, yeah.
I will go to the state fair and get gator. Gator mac and cheese.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Love alligator.
Okay.
Love alligator. It's got that gamey flavor. Little chewy, but really tasty.
You ever had conch fritters?
I have had a conch fritter.
I love conch fritters. You know what conch shells are?
Oh, conch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like a conch.
Like
a conch shell.
Conch shell.
Conch fritter.
What did I say?
You said conch.
They call it a conch fritter.
Yeah. But it's, yes.
It's a Caribbean thing.
But let me tell you, you never want to look it up because it's an ugly little creature. But they take them, batter them, chop them up, fry them. It's delicious.
With
the sauce they come in, yeah. But it's an ugly.
It looks almost like it's been stuffed into a hush puppy.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
They're good.
I feel like he's straight up down the middle. He is
beef, chicken, pork. I don't know anything about this gator mess. This rattlesnake mess.
I've always had the rule that I will try anything at least once, and if I don't like it, then I'm good. Which is why I went with pet goose. I've had the rattlesnake, the gator. Like, I will eat whatever. My dad had a rule growing up that if you bring it to him, he'll cook it.
Okay.
And so that was the rule. And so I've had just about everything. There are certain things I don't like, but
what is
I've had scrapple.
Have you?
I went to a wedding outside of Atlantic City, and going up north in that area, scrapple's huge.
Yeah.
So we sat down for breakfast one morning, and I'm like, I want a scrapple. Let's try it.
What is it? What is the duck liver? I've always been fascinated by that. The duck pate or the liver pate.
Yeah.
It's because people rave about this stuff. Like, oh, it's so good. So I'm like,
it was not.
Is it?
I think there's certain things that I would never try just because I don't like know where to get them. It's like drugs.
Where
do I obtain drugs? How do I find shark fin soup?
But that's
legally.
I bet heroin is awesome, but I would never try it. It's got
to
be amazing.
We could barely get you to eat ranch. I don't think No offense. I don't think you're moving from ranch to heroin.
I'm just saying. I bet it's amazing, but I'd never try it.
I like that. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything too extreme for me to try at least once.
Okay. That's good.
I forgot the question. Like, mostly, yeah.
I mean, some of the, like, this is actual, like, normal food stuff. Like, this isn't the Fear Factor, eat a cow's eyeball or something.
Yeah.
I'm not down for that.
All right. I like this one, too. This is from Julia. Are any of you grill masters, and what's your favorite food to grill? Do you not grill much?
No.
Really?
No. I don't cook.
How are you on this show?
You do cook.
I don't have time to cook.
That's somebody asked me 2 weeks ago who I thought was the best cook on the show, and I told him I thought it was you.
Me?
Yeah.
You did make a killer macaroni.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I just don't cook a lot. That's I don't have time to cook.
Because the stuff you tell me, like, yeah, I went and I bought these chicken cutlets and decided to make this chicken parm.
Yeah, see, I bet when
cast
you,
iron.
I bet when you put your mind or in a cooking mood, I bet he does make a great meal.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Like, and I had stuff that I have that like is great, but I just don't cook a lot. I don't experiment a lot.
Yeah. See, the one thing I miss about owning a home is the grill, because I grilled every other night.
Yeah.
I love my favorite thing to grill, though, hands down. Beer brats. I make a killer beer brat. Like, I do. Mm-hmm. I have a recipe for them. Oh, I love them. I still make them in the apartment sometimes, but it's not the same. Yeah. I mean, it's still good because you get that beer, but it causes the whole apartment to just stink up and, you know.
See, I approach grilling. So I used to work a part-time job for a furniture showroom, and they sold the Big Green Egg.
Familiar
with the Big Green Egg? And because I worked there, I got employee pricing.
Okay.
And so I got a great deal on it. I worked my tail off. And then after I left and stopped working there, I went back one day for like a raffle where you could get like half off an egg. And I won.
Oh, wow.
And she said, well, I'll still give you half off the former employee price that you could get.
Oh,
wow.
So I ended up working out this deal to get a Big Green Egg for practically free. So I have that. It's the only way I have it because it's not cheap.
Yeah.
But I look at that and like cooking things on that as a full day event.
Okay.
Like this Saturday, I'm smoking a Boston Butt. And I will get up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday. I'll go ahead and put the rub on the Boston Butt the night before, keep it in the fridge. I'll wake up at 4 a.m. to get the grill going. I've got my different wood that's been soaking overnight to put off the smoke, whether it's cherry, apple.
So it's an event.
Cedar, whatever it is, it's an event for me. And I get it going, I smoke it for like 8 or 9 hours, I pull it off, I take it off, wrap it in foil, wrap it in towels, put it in a cooler that has no ice in it so that it can keep the temperature but also reabsorb the juices. I mean, this is the process that I go through for making something like
that.
I hand pull everything. Like, to me, that is one of like the most enjoyable things that I do is like making a beer can chicken.
There you go.
Yeah.
And buying the whole chicken and doing stuff with it. Or doing a bacon wrapped meatloaf on a smoker.
That sounds good.
See, that's the kind of stuff that I like doing, the out of the box stuff.
He's I can handle bacon on that.
He's brought me some of the stuff he's cooked before from the group. Absolutely. I think he made me a bacon wrapped meatloaf. I tried it.
Yeah.
I had some left over.
Incredible.
Yeah. Next time I have some, I'll bring you some.
I brought you something.
It's an entire bacon-wrapped meatloaf.
Will you be my friend?
Well, so I love grilling.
All right.
Eat food with me on camera, anything.
I thought this was quick, short, funny, and this is how we're going to wrap it up. And I don't want to hear any explanations. I just want to get a yes or no.
Uh-huh.
Or excuse me, a love it or a hate it. Cilantro. Love it or hate it.
Love it.
Okay, how about I'll give you down the middle.
Down the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm down the middle with it. It can be overused.
I add it, but I don't know what it does.
And that's how we're going to end this episode.
I don't know what it's for.
And that right there is how we're ending this episode.
I feel like it's one of those things that people add to food, like, well, I'm going to put some red pepper so that there's some color. Put some cilantro on it so there's some greenery.
It has a flavor.
It's got to be a specific type of food, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I love the smell of cilantro. Like, I work in the produce department. Yeah. I'm constantly just smelling the cilantro.
That's where we stop. That's where this ends.
All right,
walk into the grocery store.
Didn't know that was weird.
If you know where BB Shea works, don't get the cilantro.
Trust me, it's been up his nose.
Jeez. All right. Well, this was a fun episode. Thank you all for the questions. We should do this again sometime.
This was fun. We'll do it again.
And let's
keep
give
these
away,
questions coming.
Yeah, let's give away a Marco's Pizza right now.
YouTube subscriber.
Yeah, YouTube. Perfect.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. And, man, this was actually more... This was fun.
I enjoyed
this.
It was
a good time. Thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you to Marie Sharps. Thank you to the Berry Patch. Thank you to Marco's, as always. We are the Big Foodies. We will talk to you next week. We'll be right back.